to the multiverse, all you DC fans. This is episode number 162 of DC Talk here on August the 8th of 2021. And we are excited to talk about a little bit of news, but also some character archive and a movie that I watched not once, not twice, but three times this year or this week for the Watchtower.
And Mazel we'll get Tov.
I know, and we'll get into all why I did that just in short and simple here just a little bit. But I am Mike. That over there is Carrie. Carrie, how are you?
I'm doing good. Just, you know, sitting here recording with you, and then I'm probably going to, I don't know. I haven't decided what I'm going to do for the rest of the night yet.
Ooh, I am probably, if it's not too late, going to go try to finish Suicide Squad because I have not finished that.
Mike, you are so
It's
fine.
Been a busy
I know, it's been busy.
I am halfway done, though, so I'm going to finish watching. See, that's why I love HBO Max, this whole hybrid model. I love being able to watch it at
Pause.
My own pace.
Yes.
And come back. I don't think the hybrid model is going away. I think it's going to be around for quite a long time, and I'm
well, okay. I don't know about the rest of the country, but you know, the numbers in LA are not great. So I am perfectly happy to stay with the hybrid model for as long as possible.
Necessary. Yep.
As long as necessary.
So, but with all that being said, Carrie, let's go ahead then, I guess, and head into some news.
All right. So, there are actually two Batman podcasts coming out very shortly. The one we discussed last week, I believe, and another one coming out from HBO Max with Jeffrey Wright, who has been cast as Bruce Wayne. And if you don't know who Jeffrey Wright is, he is going to be playing Jim Gordon in The Batman. He's also been in Westworld. He kills in that. Also, they've also cast Rosario Dawson as Catwoman and John Leguizamo as the Riddler.
It's going to be pretty nice.
I find this casting very, very interesting.
I find it interesting that HBO Max is coming out with a podcast.
Everyone has a podcast now. It's not all that shocking anymore.
Oh, I agree. It's just HBO. When you think HBO Max, you think movies and TV. You don't think podcasts. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was bound to happen.
All right.
I dig this, though. I dig it.
Yeah, me too. I'm already at my podcast limit, but very, very cool. This next one, apologies. My Spanish is okay, but it's not that great. Apparently, Zolo Maridueña is in talks to be in the upcoming Blue Beetle movie. And if you don't know who he is, he plays...
It's not Robbie.
Not Robbie. It's
so bad. We spent
3-4 podcast episodes.
Miguel Diaz.
Miguel, yeah, he plays Miguel on Cobra Kai.
I was thinking Robbie Keane for some reason. I knew that wasn't it, but yes, he plays Miguel Diaz.
Okay, so I like this idea.
I love it.
I fully support this idea if it comes to pass. Looking forward to it. Neil Gaiman has confirmed that they have finished filming on season 1 of The Sandman over on Netflix. So that is coming soon-ish. He's also working on series 2 of Good Omens, which also needs to be seen. But that's not a DC thing. Additionally, the Supergirl actors have commemorated the series' last day of filming. So apparently, the last day of filming was yesterday.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. I mean, it's coming to an end, and we don't know how they're going to be written off, but we'll find out eventually.
Exactly. We hope to see them again if they're no matter what happens with Supergirl.
Pretty much, they took a picture of their arm.
Yeah. Well, a couple of them have.
Yeah, but That's it. That is literally all the DC news this week.
The other news is apparently, Suicide Squad, is dominating on all fronts, and absolutely, everyone should go see it. Mike should finish watching it when he gets a chance to breathe. So go get on that.
Dig it. I dig it.
Yep.
Well, if that's all the news, then we can go ahead and go into the Gideon's Character Archive.
Cool.
So I put a post out on Discord the other week, or last week, about who should I do, because I've been thinking about Titans, and I was thinking about Doom Patrol and that kind of thing, and which characters people would like to see, and I heard the Chief mentioned a couple times, Crazy Jane was mentioned once, and then Hawk and Dove were also mentioned as well, but I decided to go with the Chief, because I think he's a very important character. He's a very nucleus kind of character in the Doom Patrol universe, so let's kind of find a little bit about where the Chief, or Niles Calder, comes from.
Okay.
He first appeared in June 1963 in the My Greatest Adventure number 80. He was created by Arnold Drake and Bruno Primiani. Sorry, couldn't say it right. He grew up interested in creating a better life. As a young person, he proved to be very capable in many different scientific fields. He was then contacted by a mysterious benefactor, as one is, to create a life-prolonging chemical, which he was able to do. Unfortunately for Calder, the benefactor turned out to be the immortal villain General Immortus, who received his prolonged life from a chemical but was now failing. So in order to keep the captive scientist at bay, Immortus implanted a bomb into his upper torso that would detonate if he tried to leave. Utilizing his robot assistant RA2 to perform a surgery on him to remove the bomb, Calder was able to leave. Unfortunately, the bomb detonated and he lost the use of his legs. Calder repaid RA2's act by blasting it in the head, as he did not want anything to know about his body of work. A scientist that worked alongside Calder was murdered by Calder, who was jealous of his work. That scientist would later come back as the disembodied brain that would be a constant thorn in the side of Calder's subsequent superhero teams. This accident inspired him that a better life could come out of an accident. He then took this to its logical but cruel extreme, which we see in Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
He makes everybody out of accidents, if not sometimes causing them.
Yeah.
Calder started out as a hero working against the villains of the DC Universe. He always seemed to be there to help good people after bad accidents. It wasn't until later on that it was discovered that he was behind many of those accidents. Up until his apparent death, he kept the facade up of being a hero. Once back from the dead, Calder didn't try to hide the fact that he was in it for himself. He still did good deeds when it benefited himself. As time went on, he slowly lost the trust of his team and the superhero community in general. He does have a daughter named Dorothy Spinner, but that is a whole other topic for another conversation. As far as powers, abilities, and weapons go, just two. He's an expert scientist, and he has enhanced longevity.
Longevity.
I can't say anything tonight.
Words are hard.
Weaknesses. Obviously, he's in a wheelchair, so there is restricted mobility. And then, apparently, one of his weaknesses, chocoholism.
Okay.
Which he is addicted to chocolate.
Okay.
The only notable groups that we have is he's part of the Doom Patrol. The most notable DC comic storylines, he was in Blackest Night. Actually, I found out that he was the one who opened the portal up in the Blackest Night storyline.
Because, of course, he was.
Right, to let the Justice League go through to take it to the Black Lantern Corps.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually helped.
I'm sure there was something in it for him.
Oh, 100%. He was a member. The storyline also was a Ten Circle, and the one I kind of say for last was Vertigo, if you've generally seen the plot of season 1 and 2, that's pretty much the plot that's playing out throughout the first two seasons. Appearances in media. He appeared in Batman Brave and the Bold. He was voiced by Richard McGonagall. He did appear in Young Justice, voiced by Jeffrey Combs.
And if you guys don't know who Jeffrey Combs is, go watch Star Trek.
I had to look up where he was at in Young Justice, and I was shocked. It's that one where Beast Boy puts the VR goggles on.
Oh, right.
That's
right.
Shows with up. And it's like it's like the Teen Titans Go kind of an episode. Yes.
Yeah. With the OG Titans voice cast. Yes. That's cool.
And the show Titans on HBO Max, he was portrayed by Bruno Bakir, and in Doom Patrol, he is portrayed currently by Timothy Dalton. Now, it was brought up as to why there are two different actors and why was he recast and that kind of thing. I did some digging. The only reason he was recast was because he was recast.
They probably had settled on an actor for the Doom Patrol series at the time.
Yeah, it was that, and they said that Timothy Dalton tested better with the First Watch groups over the other guy, so they just recast him. Is pretty much all that had happened.
I mean, that's not unheard of.
Right, so it's nothing bad, no split or anything like that. It's just it was a better cast. So there's the answer to that one. And that's it. That's it for Chief. There's not a lot out there.
Okay.
But with that being said, I guess we can move in and into the Watchtower, Carrie.
All right. So this week we are watching Batman: Death in the Family. Now, just as a note on this, the interactive version of Death in the Family is only available on Blu-ray. And since I do not have a Blu-ray player, I do not have Death in the Family on Blu-ray. So I was watching the digital version, which is more of a showcase, like some of the other showcases we've gone through. Throughout our stint here, the first part. I'll get to that. So, Batman: Death in the Family from October 13th, 2020. Believing that Jason Todd is becoming too aggressive in his crime fighting, Batman decides to suspend him from active duty. As Robin, angered, Jason forsakes Batman and leaves Gotham City. The two end up reuniting in Bosnia to fight Ra's al Ghul and the Joker, who are working together to steal enough uranium to create radioactive dirty bombs. As Batman stops Ra's al Ghul's men from getting the uranium across the border, Joker captures Robin and brutally beats him with a crowbar, leaving him to die in a warehouse that's rigged to explode. Now, the digital version of Death in the Family is basically like an after-action report of the Under the Red Hood movie. It's basically Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent sitting in a diner and Bruce Wayne explaining what happened to Clark. They basically come out and say, you know, the fact that Bruce Wayne can have these talks with Clark means that Superman doesn't have to activate his, you know, contingency plans for Batman goes off the deep end. And Batman also doesn't have, and they are well aware that each has a contingency plan for, you know, if the other goes bad.
Right. And that version you watched probably went but 20 minutes long.
It was like half an hour.
Yeah, it wasn't very long. So I actually watched the Blu-ray version. So I had the Blu-ray, and I did the choices. That one was actually the third choice. If you choose that Robin dies, it pretty much it plays out the events of the Red Hood again. Like, he's talking to Clark and that kind of thing. So the version you watched was if you chose the Robin dies, like the normal comic.
So question. Is the Batman saves Robin option the only option where you get multiple branches?
Yes.
Okay.
But I didn't go back and do all the different branches. I just did the initial choice. And okay. then I picked based on what I wanted to do. So I did that one the first time. I'll just kind of go. Is there anything about it particularly you want to talk about, or do you just want me to go?
Well, why don't you go through the other two choices first, because okay. those are the ones that don't have any branches okay. going off of it.
So the first time I chose Batman Saves Robin. Batman gets there in just enough time to save Robin. However, after the explosion, Bruce actually dies in the explosion, but saves Jason in this version. Bruce makes Jason promise that he won't kill Joker. At that moment, I had to choose again. Do I decide to take revenge, or do I decide to catch Joker instead? I chose to catch Joker instead of kill. So mm-hmm. this is where the storyline already diverged. Jason still chose to put the red hood on to catch Joker, but did it without killing anyone as promised to Bruce. He did catch Joker and revealed to him that he was Robin. Joker began to manipulate to try and get Jason to kill Joker. But in actuality, Jason had been repressing his revenge at all this time and had actually killed, just like in the Red Hood movie. And didn't realize he had. He had thought he hadn't been killing people, but he had. So then I was given another choice. I can choose to spare Joker in that moment, or I can kill Joker in that moment, because Joker's trying to get him to kill him. I chose to spare the Joker, just because I wanted to see how far this storyline went. So he chose to spare him, so then he goes back to Barbara, because Joker in the story is what caused Barbara to...
Yeah.
In a wheelchair.
Yeah. Barbara. And basically, that's like the events of.
Killing Joke.
Killing Joke. So after Killing Joke, that basically got put into the general timeline of Barbara getting paralyzed by Joker got basically put into the general timeline of the DCU.
Right. So he goes and he tells Barbara pretty much, I spared the Joker. How in actuality, I didn't save any of those people. I actually killed, you know, the Black Mask, and I killed all those crime lords and that kind of thing. And Barbara wouldn't comfort him and told him to turn himself in. And Dick, as Batman, since Bruce was dead, Dick had taken up the mantle of Batman, and he kept trying to catch Jason. At the end, this is the most interesting choice that timeline that I liked. Talia shows up and reveals that Batman had been resurrected in the Lazarus Pit. It is now her beloved.
Because of that course. Is something she would totally do.
Right. So she offers Jason, though, because of the way he's been acting, a place in the League. So that I had a choice. I can either choose to join Talia or keep Batman alive, I had to fight Batman, but I could either choose to spare Batman by fighting him to life or fighting him to death. So I had to kill Batman or save Batman. So I chose to kill Batman, and the only reason I chose to kill Batman is a hard choice, because you only have like 10 seconds to make a choice on the screen because the timer's going down.
So I chose to, and
there's no pause button, so you just have to make the choice. So I chose to kill Batman simply because of the fact that it wasn't Batman. It was, he never spoke. He only spoke some kind of weird language. But it wasn't actually Bruce anymore. It was just, you know how it is with the with you become yeah. this. Bit, so it
yeah,
wasn't
it's,
a, Bruce.
It's the Lazarus Pit. You don't really.
I figure I'd kill him to end his suffering or whatever he's going through. So right. I chose to fight Batman to death. But so Jason does kill Batman. However, Batman sets off a bomb at that moment and kills himself, Talia, and Jason, the end.
Huh.
Story's over.
Okay.
And then the credits start to roll, and then you could choose to go back to a different screen and make a different choice from that screen.
Oh,
so I
very
decided
cool.
to get, right. So I decided to go back all the way to the beginning and make a choice again. And the second time, is there anything in that first time you want to talk about?
No. This is all very fascinating.
So then in the second time, I chose that Robin cheats death.
So there Just to be clear, there are no branches off of these other ones. You just
not off the second, not off the Cheat Death or the Robin Dies one. The only branches are the ones that if you Batman gets there and saves him.
Huh, okay.
There is another one. I think I read somewhere that I don't know, Batman shows back up in the first choice somehow. Not how he did here, but he goes on a rampage. It's weird. I can't remember. So in this one, Robin cheated death. Batman doesn't arrive in time, and a warehouse blows, but he does find Robin, although he is badly injured. Jason is bedridden for 72 days. As they're all standing around the bed, Jason is angry and eventually comes out to believe that everybody is a victim of Bruce Wayne in the end. Barbara's a victim. Alfred's a victim. The Joker's even a victim.
Not an unusual line of thinking.
Right. So in that moment, Jason runs away from Wayne Manor. He dons the Black Robin costume.
Okay.
So he has the face, not the red hood on, but he has
the mask.
A mask on, but he's got a red rod. It's a black costume, but with like a red R, I think is what it is on it. Anyways.
Okay.
So he dons the costume and he just goes on a killing spree. So he just starts killing. He said pretty much, if Batman's not going to clean up Gotham, I will. He kills crime lords. He kills Cheetah. He pretty much sniper shoots Cheetah. After she's been taken into custody and Batman's standing right there, Batman chases him, and on the side of the cargo container is a R, so he knew that he's been chasing Robin. He then beheads Riddler, and then he kills Black Mask. Well, eventually on a rooftop, Jason's distraught, but Talia approaches Jason again and reveals in this choice that her and Bruce had a baby. Damien.
Uh-huh. Hi, Damien.
And pretty much the reason she never told Bruce is because Bruce didn't want him to have to choose between his family with Damien and Talia and his family with Jason and Dick.
Okay.
So she didn't say anything. But because she doesn't think Bruce... She never told Bruce that he would come back to Jason. So she doesn't think Bruce could do a good job, so she asked Jason to raise Damien. And as long as Jason can raise Damien, because he has League of Shadows kind of mentality right now, Jason does, that the League can use the resources to try to find Joker, because he wants to kill Joker. Jason agrees to raise Damien and says, I will raise you. In his mind, he's not saying it aloud. He says, I will raise you, and I will twist you to one day go against Bruce and Talia as I raise you. So he's going to twist his mind to go after Bruce and Talia.
So he's going to make Damien even more insufferable.
Pretty much. And then that was the end. That's all you see in that storyline. So those are the only – and then the third choice, of course, I chose Robin Dies, and that's the one that you saw.
Yeah, okay.
On the showcase thing, it was the exact same thing, just played out the Red Hood again.
Okay.
So it was very interesting.
It was very cool. Now I did watch all of the other showcase shorts this time around. There is one with Sergeant Rock and his band of in World War II and his band of creature commandos. That was Sergeant Rock was voiced by Carl Urban. I remember that one being kind of fun. There was another one with Adam Strange. For those of you who are Krypton fans, you'll remember Adam.
Nice.
Yeah. There was one with the Phantom Stranger, with your boy Michael Rosenbaum playing villain. That one was pretty good. And then the last one I did rewatch was with a member of the Endless, Death. And that Death is, the Endless characters are always really, really cool.
See, I did not watch those little short cases.
Oh, yeah?
I had finished cooking duck that night.
Ah.
And I was ready to go to bed because it was late. But I did
Well,
not
duck,
watch those.
Duck always, those little... duck takes priority.
Yes. But I thought this was a very interesting concept. I really enjoyed it. I think if I have some time here this week, if I'm not too busy, I may go back and choose that first one again, to choose to save Robin, and try out some of the other paths after that. So I choose to, instead of catch Joker, I'll choose to kill Joker and see how that plays out. But it was very interesting to see this storyline. I really liked it. I hope they do more like this in the future. When I looked at it originally, it says it's going to be an hour and a half of a story, of a movie. So it's like, well, I guess I better get it started. But in actuality, the only way it's an hour and a half is
through it like three times.
Right, and if you take all the different routes, all that time adds up to an hour and a half. So in essence, the longest story was the first one, and it only took, 35, 40 minutes to watch the first storyline.
Yeah. Now, if there was a way to get the interactive versions up on, say, HBO Max or something, I would love to see that. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you're ever in the area sometime, I'll let you borrow it.
Okay.
So, but anyways, so anything else about this movie before we talk about what we're going to talk about next time?
No. I think we pretty much said everything we need to say. I do like how at the end of the Robin dies, Jason dies version, Bruce is ribbing Clark about how he always orders the same thing, and he's already paid the
That's
tab.
Funny.
Like before Bruce Wayne, before Clark can even sits down.
That's good.
Yeah, you're holding this up for my benefit because no one else can see this.
Oh no! I was talking about, that was really funny though. I do want to know what you're talking about when he was talking to Bruce about that. I thought that was so funny. He's like, don't worry, Bruce, I got the tab. He's like, no, I've already paid for it.
Well, how'd you know
I was
gonna order?
I loved it.
You order the same thing every time.
I know. It's so funny. Oh. So our next movie, Carrie, what is our next movie?
Our next movie is Batman Soul of the Dragon. We're gonna get some 70s vibes going on with this.
That's right. I'm holding it right here in my hand, actually, because I can. I have actually never seen this movie either.
Neither have I. I haven't seen any, starting with Soul of the Dragon, I haven't seen any of the new ones yet. I've kind of been waiting for us to go through and watch them.
So after this one, it'll be the Justice Society.
Yeah.
And then
Long Halloween's 1 and 2.
Yeah. I haven't seen those either, so I'm pretty excited about watching those.
Yeah.
And so we only got four more weeks of these
I
movies.
Know.
And then
until,
we've pretty much watched, like,
yeah,
do I dare say we've watched...
Until Injustice drops.
Do I dare say we, between this one and Cape Chronicles, we've watched pretty much almost every animated DC movie already?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty astounding to me, I'm not going to lie.
Pretty cool.
So... All right, well, listen, y'all, this has been DC Talk, and we've had a great time. If you want to find us, we're on Discord. We are on part of the Random Chatter Network, and we would love for you to check out whatever the podcast we have. We are on Discord when we're around there, and if you do want to find us on social media, I'm on Twitter at the DC Mike. Carrie, where are you at on Twitter?
You can find me at Carrie Blackfire 42. That's K-E-R-I Blackfire 42.
All right. Hey, listen, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you back here next time on DC Talk. Peace out and goodbye.
See ya.